Last year, we gave our top 10 list of great fitness products to buy. This year, we gave you our top 10 list of fitness products that might seem good, but you should really stay away from. All this and more on the Half Century Edition of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fat to Fit Radio. What's going on with you this week, Jeff?
Last time we talked, I was just saying we don't have much snow, and now the last week we are in just tons of snow. I spent about 3 hours today shoveling a couple times to get rid of the snow, and it's getting super cold. So things change here, back into the grind of just trying to live through the winter and waiting for the spring. So what's going on down there in California?
Well, this whole past week, I was getting ready for and participating in the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade. I was creating a float out of a flatbed truck. And if you head on over to my my personal website, runninginflipflops.com, I've got a couple pictures there. I was documenting all that over there. And we had a good time, and it's our fourth year, and so probably maybe our last year, but we had a really good time doing that.
So Santa Claus down there must be wearing a bathing suit, I suppose?
You would think he might be in like a, I don't know, Hawaiian shirt and shorts, but no, they, actually Santa Claus, rides on a large fire truck with some wicker reindeer. It's very festive, and he's dressed in all his garb though.
So speaking of having a good time, hopefully you haven't been enjoying the Christmas season too much. So how is your weight going lately?
It's going all right. We have not hit the party season yet. We've got about 10 parties between now and Christmas. It's going to be hard. But right now I'm weighing in about 248 and a half. And so that's about a little less than 48 pounds, 47 and a half or so that I've lost so far and during the show.
Well, if you can make it up to 50 pounds this year, that would just be absolutely awesome. And then you can kind of start again at the new year and get that last 50 pounds gone, and that would be awesome.
Yeah, coming up here in next July, here in less than 6 months, really, is my 20-year high school reunion. So that's going to be one of my goals here. We're going to be doing a goal show coming up in a couple weeks. So that's going to be one of my big ones, is getting ready for that reunion. So hopefully I'll have a Christmas miracle here coming up in the next few weeks, and I won't gain any weight during the, or too much. Say, I won't have a giant setback during the holidays.
Hey, well, let's move on to our email and comment section. And this week, we have a lot of listeners all around the world. I mean, we're in probably over 100 countries right now where we have people downloading the show. And we're going to take some emails from the North and the South.
And our first email is from Teresa. Okay, here is a show idea. Talk about SAD, and SAD stands for Seasonal Affective Disorder. And she continues, I'm feeling it big time this year. I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to work out. I just want to curl up, sleep, eat comfort food, and gain 20 pounds. I thought when I moved to the U.S. from Canada, I would be over that seasonal affective disorder, but I'm not. Help! I went for a walk, but now I'm back and I just want a nap. Keep them coming, guys. We love your show. It's Teresa, and she's in Maryland.
Now, to answer this question, I have personal experience with this. It hits me pretty hard every year, and I know quite a lot of people that also suffer from this. Now, from Wikipedia, it says that SAD, also known as winter depression or winter blues, is a mood disorder in which people who have normal mental health throughout most of the year experience depressive symptoms in the winter. And it continues, the U.S. National Library of Medicine notes that some people experience a serious mood change when the seasons change. They may sleep too much, have little energy, and crave sweets and starchy foods. They may also feel depressed. Though symptoms can be severe, they usually clear up with the change of the seasons. Now, this show is coming out the week before the winter solstice, which is actually on December the 22nd. So if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you're going to have the least amount of light on December 22nd. In Alberta, where I am right now, we only get about 7.5 hours of sunlight. Sunrise is about 8:45 in the morning, and it's dark by 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, when you compare that to June, when we have the summer solstice, we get about 17.5 hours of sunlight. It's light by 4 a.m., and it's still light out at 10:30 at night. So there's quite a huge difference in what people who live in the far north or the far south get used to. Now, what seasonal affective disorder really is, it doesn't have that much to do with the seasons. It has to do with the light. And for myself, I don't see the sun on most days. I get to work before the sun comes up and I leave after the sun comes down. And when you get home and you feel like going out and doing something, your body just looks outside and it still seems like it's the middle of the night and all you should be kind of just sitting watching TV and not doing anything. And it's really hard to get motivated. People talk about, oh, well, let's go skiing or whatever. Well, maybe that's okay on the weekends when you live in a northern climate, but during the day, it just gets, you know, day after day of darkness, and it gets really tough. So there are three treatments that do help quite a lot, and the first treatment is light therapy. What you can get from a pharmacy are these fluorescent lights, and they're designed just to shine light on you. And what you do is you don't shine it right in your direct face. I personally have a nice big one right beside my computer. And in the morning, I'll get on the computer for about 20 minutes, and I have the light shining on the side of my face. And that helps quite a lot. It kind of gets me a little bit more motivated throughout the day, and I'm not feeling as blue. There are some people at my school, some counselors, who actually have these lights at their desk at work when they get hit pretty hard right in the middle of winter. The second thing, SAD causes depressive symptoms. So sometimes if you go to your doctor and start taking some antidepressants, those can also help. But the third way, any sort of depressive mood, exercise always helps when you get your body moving. Now, it's hard to get exercising when you're kind of feeling blue, but if you can just force yourself to get there, you will feel better after. So those are the three suggestions that I have. There are quite a number of different types of lights that you can get. Some have the little LEDs and some have more fluorescent bulbs. Whatever you get, if you use it, it will help out.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a couple times here about articles, and there have been studies that show that exercise can be as effective and even sometimes more effective than those antidepressant drugs. But if you are feeling real depressed, you should definitely go to a doctor and seek their advice.
You got to think, if this is caused seasonally, it's because of light. So why not try and get a little more light and see how that works? And of course, if you're trying to live a healthier lifestyle, get yourself to the gym, get some exercise in, and then your third line of defense could be to even get more medical advice after the fact. And we're back. Now, you might not have realized that we left for about a half hour, but my wife actually called. She was stuck in the snow about a block away from my house, so I had to run out with a shovel and some boards and try and get her up a very slight hill in about 20 minutes of pushing or so to get her four house lengths to try and get her in the driveway. So definitely winter really sucks, even if it's just light, but also snow. So let's move into our next question, which came in from Australia, which is just hitting their peak of summer where it's just turning really hot. And this came in from Sandra in the Fat to Fit support forums. And she wrote, how about you guys talk about seasonal workouts? Some ideas for workouts based on what season it is. I struggle the most in summer. A Queensland summer in Australia is hot and disgustingly humid. I find it difficult to maintain my fitness during our summer because it's so damn hot and humid.
Well, we have some tips here, but you know, when you're exercising in warm weather, the blood vessels near your skin, they open up and they help your body get the heat out. This forces your heart to work a little bit harder as it tries to get enough blood to the muscles to supply those muscles with oxygen and nutrients and such. So while you're working out aerobically, your heart rate will be higher than normal as your cardiovascular system tries to fuel your muscles, while at the same time, your heart is pumping to cool your overheating body. So how can you minimize the risk of heat-related problems and still get the most out of that summer workout? Here are some tips we're going to talk about to make exercise safe but still effective during those hot summer months.
So number one, you want to stay hydrated. Before exercise, drink 8 ounces of water 30 minutes prior. During exercise, drink 3 to 6 ounces of water every 15 minutes. And after exercise, drink 8 ounces of water in the 30 minutes following.
Second one is back off on your intensity levels. When you're training in the heat, you won't have to work as hard to elevate your heart rate. Use a heart rate monitor and adjust down your pace accordingly.
And of course, number three, avoid training during the hottest times of the day. Take advantage of extra daylight. Early morning and evening hours can provide you with a window of cool weather to get your workout in.
Number four is take your workout inside. Exercising in an air-conditioned house or apartment can give you complete protection from the heat. An exercise bicycle, an elliptical machine or treadmill, or a simple set of dumbbells can provide you a great workout without going outside. Also, remember that most, if not all, gyms are fully air-conditioned.
Now, my favorite workout would be a workout in the water. You can find a local pool and switch to swimming as your aerobic workout, or just do water aerobics in your backyard pool.
Yep, the sixth one here is to keep your face and neck clear. This will be talking about hair mostly. If you have long hair, pull it back and up and remove all jewelry that can generate friction. Also, remove any makeup that will allow your skin to breathe better.
And the last point here, give yourself a couple of weeks. The human body is an amazing machine that will adjust to almost any condition. Back off the intensity as you allow your body 10 to 14 days to acclimate to the hot weather.
Check out the show notes over at fattofitradio.com. We're going to have a couple articles that we've got some other workout tips for hot weather.
And I was just thinking, last weekend I talked to some people who are what are called snowbirds from Canada. They go down to Arizona during the winter for a couple months, and then they come back up here. And they say they leave in early April and it starts to get too warm. And they're telling me that summer and winter are really the same. Down in Arizona in the summer, people run out to their car and they start it up and let it run for 20 minutes for the air conditioning to cool it down. And in Canada, same time, we run out to our car and warm it up for 20 minutes to warm it up. So no matter where you are, if you're not just in this perfect temperature, you're always going to be struggling with exercising outside. And I guess you just have to really discover what is the best things that you like to do outside. And if there's really nothing in the season that you are in, you're just going to have to find an indoor gym or some sort of other activity on the inside.
Yep. And so here in Long Beach, California, where it's always warm and lovely, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt in December and did not wear a jacket most of the day. So here, don't have a problem. But again, most of the places in this world, you can have some extreme weather conditions you have to get used to. And if you want to get a workout in. So that's going to do it for our email and comments for this week. If you'd like to get your question answered or send us a comment, there are a few ways you can do that. The first one is to leave a comment over at the website at fattofitradio.com.
Or you can send us an email to podcast@fattofitradio.com.
The third way is to leave a voicemail by clicking on the Call Me button on the website, fattofitradio.com.
Or you can join our support group at fattofitsupport.com.
All right, and now let's tackle a couple of news items on this week's web report.
All right, the item I have this week comes from askmen.com, and it's entitled Overlooked Fat Loss Factors. And I'll go over four of the factors they have here. The first one is the thermic effect of food. Most people don't realize that depending on what you eat, your body will take a lot of energy to digest it. So if you eat protein, for example, your body takes a lot of calories to digest protein itself. You don't get all the calories out of a piece of chicken, for example. Another thing, people don't really count the fiber content of food. The fiber in food is technically considered a carbohydrate, but your body simply cannot digest it. So you don't get all of the calories out of it. The fiber helps you be a little bit more regular, makes you feel fuller, and you don't get all those calories. The next one are the different macronutrients present in the food you eat. So they are talking about eating carbohydrates combined with fat, and that is really the worst thing that you can do. Since carbohydrate ingestion stimulates a large insulin response, and fat ingestion gives rise to blood lipid levels, when the two are consumed together, they promote the greatest fat storage. And I think the classic thing of what is something that has a lot of carbohydrates and fat mixed together? Well, probably an ice cream cone. I know it's probably everyone's favorite, but it's probably one of the worst. So the last one here, this is their number one thing that they say people overlook when they're trying to lose some weight, and it's the size, frequency, and time of the meals you eat. We talk about this all the time. If you eat smaller, more frequent meals, you don't get this huge insulin response. You don't get hungry between meals, and you can eat a little bit less and feel fuller throughout the day. And it also speeds up your metabolism. So those are some of the factors that people overlook with fat loss. If you want to read the rest of the article, we'll leave a link at fattofitradio.com. So what do you have for us this week, Russ?
Well, a kindred spirit here in weight loss. Much more high profile than this show, is your pal and mine, Oprah Winfrey. And she just came out this week and made a big announcement for her. She has now gained quite a bit of weight here recently. She's up to about 200 pounds. Now, Oprah is on her show is always talking a lot, I mean, a whole bunch. You know, she has the doctors, Oz and Royzen on with their You on a Diet books and such. So they're always talking about health and fitness. And was it Bob Green is also a big part of her show and his Best Life Diet. And she's been very active in dieting and such. And she's kind of a really a typical yo-yo dieter. And she said she lost weight on a liquid diet in 1988, and she wheeled out a 67-pound weight in a wheelbarrow to show what she how much weight she had lost on this liquid protein diet.
You know, I actually saw that show. It was 67 pounds of fat, you know, like cut off of meat, just all stacked in this little red wagon that she pulled out behind her. And she was wearing these skinny jeans. And I remember she said she got into those jeans for the show and never fit into them again.
Yeah. And it says here recently, as recent as 2006, she weighed 160 pounds. So over the last 2 years, she's gained back 40 pounds. And hopefully, you know, Oprah is a very high profile. And she's losing weight the right way, or going to try to be losing weight, that weight again. So it just goes to show that this is not just because you have a lot of money, you're a very famous person like Oprah. Losing weight is not ever easy. And it takes discipline. You need to change your lifestyle, not just go on a liquid protein diet or hang out with Bob Green for a little while and to lose weight. You need to change everything in your life and to that of a fit person. And again, it shows the Oprah here, and it's not always that easy.
I'm just feeling for her because she has struggled so many times throughout her life, and people criticize her when she gains weight and she loses weight and gains it over and over again, and millions of people see this happening. And she must be self-conscious because she knows as she's slowly gaining weight, she has to put on larger dresses, etc. And even with all that pressure, it's just such a struggle for her that it's been years and years and years. And I think when people see her, they realize this is the true life struggle that most people are going to have for the rest of their life. It's never really going to get that easy unless you really truly change that lifestyle. You know, she has a personal chef. She has these personal trainers. She has, like you said, these doctors that come on and people that are promoting their different diet books. And she tries all of these different things. And really, after all these years and watching Oprah try all of this different stuff, you know, it's just got to come down to just start eating like a thinner person and living that lifestyle. Like, you know, stop all of this different trials and tribulations of everything that's coming out new.
We should get on Oprah, Jeff. You and I, we fly to Chicago and let Oprah know what's going on.
Yeah, but it doesn't sell. It's just kind of advice that your mother would tell you, but who knows?
That's right. All right. Well, that's going to do it for the Web Report for this week. And let's get into our featured section.
About a year ago, show number 12 was entitled Buy Yourself a Fitness Gift, and it listed our top 12 fitness and weight loss related items that would be worthwhile for you to purchase for yourself. Now, these items were not products that we were trying to make any sort of commission or get paid from advertisers or anything like that, and we're never going to do that because that would probably just cheapen us. If we ever recommend any other person's product, we will never have a commercial interest in it. And we decided a long time ago that we don't want to go down that dark path and end up promoting junk exercise equipment like some of the stuff that you see on infomercials or the shopping channel.
Yeah, so here's some of those things that we recommended. One was a large 12-month erase marker calendar, so you can mark all your workouts and food choices on there. Another one was a fitness ball. I myself use a fitness ball at the office about 4 days a week to sit on as my office chair. Kind of engages the core and gets you kind of an active sitting. The third one was a body fat scale. And those are nice for seeing your trends in your body fat and water concentration as well as weight. And the third one was a small MP3 player. I believe I mentioned a Creative Zen, but you know, an iPod Nano, something with a flash memory that's easy and small to go work out with was our recommendation. But today we're listing our top 10 worthless fitness and weight loss items that you may be tempted to, but you don't want to purchase for yourself or anyone else. Now, this list may not be as specific as it sounds. Any products that are similar to what we are talking about here count.
That's right. And you can see from just a sample of what we talked about last year, a fitness product that can really help you out doesn't necessarily have to be some sort of miracle diet pill or any sort of exercise equipment. Something like that big calendar where you can write down your goals for month after month, something like that will probably have more impact on you than buying some expensive piece of equipment.
Yeah, and every little bit, you know, it helps if having that MP3 player will get you out on the road and walking or running or on the treadmill, then, you know, if that's what makes you go out and do it, you know, go out and buy it.
All right, so let's start off our top 10 list of things that you never really want to buy because they are a waste of money and time. And my first one are those fat-blocking pills such as Ally or Zenical. And we talked all about this on show number 6, and it reduces up to 25% of the fat that you eat. It just doesn't get digested. But the overall number of calories that you eat makes you gain or lose weight. So the old belief that fat makes you fat, it was an 80s craze that just simply isn't backed by the science or any studies. So cutting out some of the digestion of fat doesn't really help you lose weight. And remember, we talked about anal leakage. Where does that undigested fat go? Well, it goes right through you. And so here's some numbers we worked out back from that show. If you eat a 1500 calorie diet with 20% fat in it, if you are taking Ally, you simply would not digest 76 of those calories throughout the day. And those 76 calories are coming out of your butt. So is it really worth it to spend a lot of money on pills like this to save, 76 calories? Probably not.
Good. Now, my first one here, we got an email from listener Justin McCafferty. He wrote in, and part of his question was about something called a walk vest. And he wrote, is there any way to amp up my walking without running or jogging? I was thinking about getting a walking vest. And I'm wondering what you guys think of this product. And I took a look at it, and so I put it on the list here of things you want to avoid. Now, this is basically exactly that. It's called a walk vest. It is a vest that has little pockets in it that you can put weights in it. And this product is sold on a website, and you get the vest, you get 4 pounds of weights, a 20-minute beginning walking CD, and instructions, all for $70 for a vest and some weights, 4 pounds of weights. I can think of a lot of things I would buy before I would buy a walk vest. I mean, if you just got a sweatshirt and put a couple of handfuls of change in your pockets, and you're going to get 4 pounds of weight. And so this is just not something you want to buy. This is something you can put together on your own. You don't need to spend $70 on something like this walk vest.
All right. My next one are detox kits or programs. And we talked about this way back on show number 8. No one ever needs to take a detox kit. It really doesn't do anything for you. At best, they claim it will help your body naturally detoxify itself like it normally does in the liver anyways. And lots of people want to do a detox to start off a diet, but it's really totally unnecessary. If you want to start off this year with yet another crash diet that harms your metabolism, go for it, because that's what a detox diet will do. But simply not eating any processed foods for a few days will have the exact same effect as going through any sort of detox program. If you're just eating healthy, don't worry, none of these toxins build up naturally, and your liver does a great job as it is. If you want some more info on that, go back to show number 8.
So the next one on my list here is weight loss sauna products. Now, while at the Ventura County Fair a couple years ago, a sauna vendor told me that I could burn 900 calories in an hour, I believe it was, with a sauna. Now, that sounded too good to be true, and that is right. When you take a sauna, you lose a great deal of fluids through the sweating. This might cause a sudden loss of a few pounds, but it is only a fluid loss. When you rehydrate your body, the weight will return, and you should take in those liquids before, during, and after a sauna if you actually do. It is true that your heart rate will increase, and this will burn a few calories, but the only muscle being worked out is your heart. While the heart's important muscle to work out, I mean, that's why you would run or do some kind of aerobic activity, you'll gain more from any other type of physical activity, whether it's walking or swimming or whatever. Calories burned off while sitting in a sauna are just calories burnt. There's no muscle building, no fat shedding, no afterburn, which is very important, and no muscle strengthening or toning. So sauna is not a good idea for weight loss.
My next one is a group of products known as electronic ab stimulation. In show number 17, we talked about products similar to this and how advertisers actually get away with this. So these electronic ab stimulators, they are sold on late night TV. You see them in the stores that say, as seen on TV, here's these things. So the big ones right now, the Ab Energizer, Abtronic, Fast Abs. And what you do is you put these little sensors on your stomach and it passes a current through and it makes your stomach look like it's tensing. Here's some of the claims that I just looked up from these products. Now you can get rock hard abs with no sweat. Lose 4 inches in 30 days guaranteed. 30% more effective than normal exercise. 10 minutes equals 600 sit-ups. There's so many things wrong with this. You can really only burn calories by moving around, producing heat. That's how you do it. And this slight stimulation of muscles in your stomach, those are not the large muscles. That's not going to burn any calories. And fat loss off your stomach has nothing to do with sit-ups. You have to lose the fat around your stomach before you can see those abs in the first place. So these are just pure garbage. And there's been a number of FTC charges against these products, but they still keep coming back. They're paying their fines and they come back and change their infomercials. But this is one type of product that is just totally useless. So don't waste your money, even if you have some extra Christmas money and you think, well, it couldn't hurt. Well, it might not hurt, but it's really going to do absolutely nothing for you.
All right, along that same vein, my next one is all these abdominal workout machines that you find on infomercials, and we'll have a link in the show notes to this great list, and I'm just going to tell you a couple here to avoid. 6-second abs, the Abdoer, the Ab Dolly, the Ab Energizer, the Ab Flex, the Ab Force, the Ab Lounge, Ab Maximizer, the Ab Roller, the Ab Rocket, the Ab Sculptor, the Ab Slide, the Ab Swing, the Apparatus, the Contour Ab Belt, the Core Flex, the Rio Ab Belt. These are all, there's so many of these. And if you go into a department store, into the fitness aisle, you'll find at least 4 or 5 of them. And especially during Christmas time, they're just everywhere. And like Jeff said, if you want to have those 6-pack abs, number one, you need an all over fat loss. You can't just lose fat in your belly. And maybe one of these might strengthen the muscles a little bit, but you know, you're going to do that by working out, by doing sit-ups, by doing crunches. You don't need these machines to work out your abs. All over body fat loss, you get down to, what is it, Jeff? You get down to 10% body fat, you're going to see some real good abs.
Yeah, a little bit below 10% for guys, you'll start to see the abs.
Yeah, so, you know, that's your goal, not to get in the ab lounge and relax and pretend that you're working out your stomach muscles. But, you know, just get down to that goal to really see those abs and keep that money in your pocket that you'd otherwise spend on these products.
The next product that I'm going to talk about, it keeps popping up in Gmail. Now, Russ and myself, we communicate back and forth throughout the week in Gmail. And when you use Gmail, and that's from Google, it looks at your emails and it gives you advertisements on the side of the page in your email. So when we're talking about weight loss, we see all of these ads that appear on the right-hand side. And I'm seeing a ton of ads about whole body vibration machines. We even talked about this way back on show number 7. I actually went into a business that was offering free trials of these weight loss machines, and you stand on them and they just kind of shake your body. And the theory is that somehow you're either going to shake the fat off you, or you're doing some sort of mystical magic that somehow the fat comes off you, or the vibration, your body is doing all of these little microscopic mini flexes to try and keep yourself balanced as your body is shaking, and that burns calories. Whatever the claim is, they are just full of junk. And I'll put a link in the show notes because it's just so ridiculous to the Quantum Body Fit Whole Body Vibration Plate Machine. And regular price is $400, but you can get it right now for $250. So that means you stand on it and it will vibrate for a couple of minutes and you're supposed to lose weight and feel great. So I think if you want to lose a lot of weight, just you know, buy a car without any shocks left and look at all the weight you're going to lose on the way driving to work and back.
Sign me up, Jeff. Sign me up. So the next one on my list here is diet supplements. And we talked about this over on show number 18 back in season 1. And we concluded a couple things here that, number one, they are not proven to work for any real weight loss. They don't promote a healthy lifestyle. They can have serious interactions with any prescription drugs that you might be taking. And those health risks are simply too great for no proven result. People often take too much and in combination with others, and they can simply be dangerous. And if you want to know more about this, go ahead and head over to the show number 18 and check out the full discussion there.
My last one, I think it's the most ridiculous one that I've ever seen. And this is one that's advertised in every edition of Scientific American. Now, people who read Scientific American are all about reading the newest scientific stuff and the studies. And you'd think everything in this magazine would be scientifically based. I'm talking about what's called the ROM, 4-Minute Cross Trainer Machine. And that's short for Range of Motion. This little machine is $14,615, and they claim you can get the body you want at exercising only 4 minutes per day. And their website is fastexercise.com. It's really hard to describe, but the actual product is a combination between a stair climber and a rowing machine. So one day you'll do kind of the stair climbing exercises, and the next day you'll do the rowing machine. And for $14,615, it is absolutely ridiculous. Now, you can go to this website, fastexercise.com, and they will send you a free DVD that tries to sell you on the product, and you can watch all of this stuff. I got it a couple years ago just because I was so incredulous. I wanted to see what this was all about. And for a couple $1,000s, they will ship it for you for a 30-day trial so you can try it out. And if you don't like it, you can return it for the cost of the couple $1,000s for that rental. Or if you choose to purchase it, you know that rental fee comes off. So regardless, to try it out, you're going to be broke and you're not going to get a better workout than just going to the gym. Can you imagine, from $14,000, that's probably 25 years worth of a gym membership. And just think, a gym has so much more equipment than just this one thing where you can do two exercises on it. But it's very interesting. I would suggest people just check it out. It is just the craziest thing that I've ever
seen.
And
for $14,000, Jeff will come and move in with you and help you work out, right, Jeff?
That's right. And we'll work out 4 minutes a day, and you'll still get a better workout than this machine.
So my last item here on the list is body wraps. Now, I personally have had a body wrap. I was taken in. I was duped. But what they are, most of the time, they're called herbal body wraps, and they have been widely promoted as a quick and easy way to lose fat and inches. But they're no longer offered at a lot of spas. They're at-home versions that there are a bunch of those around, and many of them are sold over the internet. I found a couple when I was doing the research for the show. And the claim is you just slather yourself with this mixture of herbs and minerals and other ingredients. You wrap yourself in a terry cloth strips and plastic wrap, and the fat cells move into your lymphatic system and out of your body forever. But in fact, when there were two American Council on Exercise volunteers, and they tried these things at home, and there was no difference, this is one particular study, there was no difference afterward in the size of their waists, their hips, or their thighs. And while this study was very small and it was not totally scientific, they did not see any results. This particular study suggests that you spend the $30 that you might spend on one of these treatments and get a personal trainer instead. So avoid those body wrap at-home systems during this Christmas time.
I think to sum up these products, if people have listened to the show over the last year, they'll probably realize that we're not talking about any sort of gimmick here. We are always talking about model your behavior after a person who's naturally thin and healthy looking, and you'll do fine. These naturally thin and healthy looking people don't get these electronic ab stimulators. They're not taking supplements and pills. They're not wearing these crazy weight belts and weight vests and that kind of stuff. It's not going to be easy, but that is life. And there's a sucker born every day because no one really wants to accept the fact that, yes, you have to change your lifestyle and eat a little less and exercise a little more. And you can't lose all of your weight in a couple of weeks with a little gimmicky product. All right, well, it's that time for the recipe of the week.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up our 4-week little detour of fast food choices if you don't have time to make that food yourself. And this week, Jeff came up with an idea. He wanted to highlight the Southwest Taco Salad from Wendy's. It's really a cup of chili with a salad, and it's only 400 calories without the sour cream and the chips, and also excluding the dressing. So if you want to get that on the side and just sprinkle over it a little bit sparingly, only 400 calories. It's a great meal, especially I would assume, Jeff, in Calgary, where it's bitterly cold right now, and you're, you know, that nice big warm bowl of chili would be a really good choice.
Yeah, it's amazingly filling. And you can think, you can go to Wendy's and get some sort of burger for the same number of calories or more and be done eating in, you know, a minute or 2 minutes. And this taco salad, it's a good 15, 20 minutes at least to eat it. It's like you're eating a real meal with, you know, not too many calories.
So do we have homework for everybody at home this week, Jeff?
The homework this week is really about limiting damage to your eating and exercise plan during the holiday season. So with the holiday season in full swing right now, this is a strategy for surviving all of those parties and dinners. And it's simply to plan before you attend a party or dinner. Decide what you're going to eat and how much you're going to eat before you actually get there. This might just stop you from being tempted or trying one of everything at the dessert table. So don't just show up and say, I hope I'm not going to blow my diet again. Do some basic planning. Even if you're not sure exactly what's going to be there, you must have some sort of idea of what to expect. Something simple like eating a little bit less for lunch and having an idea of what you're going to eat for dinner can save you a little bit of a headache farther down the road.
Great. And what is our motivational quote this week?
The quote comes from H. Jackson Brown, and it has something to do with people getting enough time to work out. And the quote is, "Don't say you don't have enough time. You have exactly the same number of hours per day that were given to Helen Keller, Pasteur, Michelangelo, Mother Teresa, Leonardo da Vinci, Thomas Jefferson, and Albert Einstein."
Great quote. Thank you, everyone, for downloading and for listening. If you'd like to take a look at the show notes for this episode, head on over to fat2fitradio.com and look for show number 50. With that, we'll talk to you all next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.